beginning by lying down on your back, if that is comfortable, on a mat or a thick rug, or on the bed, and allowing the eyes to close gently, letting the arms lie alongside the body, palms open towards the ceiling if that feels comfortable, and allowing the feet to fall away from each other, and slowly bringing attention to the breath. Not manipulating the breath in any way, but simply experiencing it as the air moves in and out of the body. And directing attention in particular to one place in the body. This might be the belly, or the chest, or the nostrils. And feeling that sensation in that one region as the breath comes into the body and as it leaves. So noticing the belly or the chest expand gently on the inhalation, contract gently on the exhalation as the breath moves out of the body. Just following with the mind's eye the rhythmic movements of the belly or the chest with each breath. Or if focusing on the nostrils, notice the cooler air coming in through the nostrils into the nasal passages and warmer air leaving. The rising of the belly or the chest on the in-breath and the falling on the out-breath. Just giving full attention in each moment to the breath, the inhalation and the exhalation following rhythmically one after the other. And now, when ready, shifting the focus of attention away from the breath to the toes of the left foot. Taking the mind and the attention and directing it away from the belly or the chest or the nostrils and down to the left leg, all the way to the foot and all the way out to the toes. Just becoming aware of whatever feelings are in this region of the body. You may be experiencing some sensations of tingling or moisture, of itching or warmth or whatever. Whatever the sensations are, it's not important. But just feeling them as they are. Or there may be no sensations arising when tuning into this region. And in that case, simply experiencing, not feeling any sensation. Experiencing the blank. The no sensation. Just feeling what is there and just breathing with these sensations, feeling the big toe if possible, and the little toe, not moving them, but feeling them as best you can individually, and perhaps the toes in between. Sustaining the attention on the toes of the left foot. And when ready, withdrawing the attention from the toes of the left foot and moving the attention and bringing it to focus on the bottom of the left foot and whatever feelings there are in this region of the body. Breathing into it and feeling the bottom of the foot and any sensations or no sensations that may be occurring there. And when ready, moving from the bottom of the foot and coming to focus on the left heel and the place where the heel is making contact with the floor or the bed, and feeling the sense of touch and pressure and any other sensations that may be occurring. And of course, for many of us already, by this time the mind will have wandered once or twice or multiple times, thinking about the future, thinking about the past, thinking about many things or one thing, or maybe simply spacing out. When you notice that the mind has wandered, without judgment, without any commentary, simply bring the attention back to whatever part of the body we're focusing on at this point. And when ready, letting go of the attention on the heel and bringing the attention to the top of the foot and whatever feelings or sensations or lack of feelings and sensations are occurring in this particular region. Not so much thinking about the foot or any particular part of the body, but being here with it. Feeling it, letting the physical sensations predominate in the field of awareness at this moment. And this moment. And this moment. And now letting that awareness spread to the ankle of the left foot. Feeling any sensations that are occurring there. And becoming aware of the lower left leg, the shin in front, and the calf muscle in the back. And any sensations or feelings that are occurring there. Not just on the surface, in the skin, but beneath the skin, deep down into the muscles, or maybe even into the bones. Experiencing this region as it is now, not trying to change it, not trying to create sensations or avoid sensations, accepting the feelings as they are right now. and when ready, moving to the knee and the thigh on the left leg. And of course, you may have drifted off again, the mind has wandered, and just simply bring it back. The mind wandering is inevitable, but so also is becoming aware of the mind wandering at some point. So bringing the attention back to the knee and to the left thigh, feeling deep into the knee joint, any pulsing or tingling, warmth or coolness, and feeling any sensations in the thigh, perhaps feelings of contact with the bed or the floor. Any sensations in the groin, on the inside, or the hip on the outside. And now, expanding awareness to include both legs, the left and the right, noticing how they both feel. Do they feel the same or different? There is no right way to feel here. Simply bringing your awareness to notice what is happening in the regions of both legs right at this moment and this moment. Just being present in each moment. Directing attention away from whatever thoughts come up, whatever impulses to move or to shift, whatever feelings are coming up, such as boredom or tiredness. Letting those emerge. Letting them be. Letting them go as you return attention to the particular part of the body we're focusing on. And now shifting attention to the right leg and the right foot. Becoming aware of the feelings in the right toes. And again, without wiggling them, feeling the sensations of the big toe and the little toe and maybe the toes in between. Just registering any sensations or perhaps no sensation. Registering the blank. Not judging it, not worrying about it. Just letting yourself experience whatever is occurring right at this moment. Experiencing what is happening right now. And when ready, letting attention shift to the bottom of the right foot. This time including the heel and the sole of the foot, and the place where the heel makes contact with the floor or the bed. Just tuning in to any and all sensations. And when ready, moving away from the bottom of the foot, and letting attention gently move to the top of the foot. And including the ankle. the inside of the ankle, the outside, the front and the back. Experiencing this region of the body and whatever is occurring there. And now moving attention from the foot to the lower right leg, a region like many others that we simply take for granted, and we very seldom give attention to. Feeling what's going on in this part of your body at this moment. In the shin, the calf, maybe feeling the contact with the floor or the bed, feeling the skin, and feeling inside the skin. And becoming aware now of the knee, of the right knee, the inner and outer knee. Sometimes people have pain and discomfort here. Notice what's happening with you right now. And now shifting to the right thigh, to the entire region of the upper leg, between the hip and the pelvis, including the groin, all the way down to the knee. Feeling any sensations that are occurring there, or perhaps no sensation. It might be warmth or tingling, heaviness or lightness, relaxation, tension, blood flow. Whatever it is, simply noticing it without judging it. Moving to the torso, bringing our attention away from the legs to the lower torso, to the pelvis, and the entire region of the pelvis from one hip to the other. Becoming aware of the buttocks in contact with the bed or the floor, the sensations of contact and weight, perhaps heaviness or ease, tension or relaxation. Becoming aware of the region of the genitals and the hips, left and right. Being here totally and now directing attention to the lower back, to the region that connects the pelvis to the lower back, and experiencing whatever sensations are arising there. Now, for many people, this is a region that stores a great deal of stress and tension, pain and discomfort. Notice what's happening with you. Noticing any sensations of relaxation, tension or intensity. And for this moment, experiencing it just as it is right now. Really moving into every region of the lower back as you breathe in and breathe out. Noticing any tension or tightness without judging it. simply letting it be. Bringing an open-hearted, compassionate curiosity to that intensity, not trying to change it. Simply noticing it. And when ready, moving on from the lower back to the region of the upper back. Feeling the sensations in this region in the upper back. Maybe feeling the rib cage in the back, as well as the front. Coming all the way around to the spine and feeling any tension or tightness or reservoirs of fatigue or discomfort that may be occurring there in the back, the upper back and the center back. Or perhaps no sensations are occurring there for you. And then noticing that too. Allowing attention to shift from the upper back to the belly again. Experiencing the rising and falling of the belly as the breath moves in and out. And allowing the awareness to expand from the belly and the front of the body to the chest as well. Feeling the movements of the diaphragm, of the heart maybe, and the lungs. And experiencing the chest as it expands on the in-breath and contracts on the out-breath. And maybe tuning in to the rhythmic beating of the heart within the chest. And maybe feeling the lungs expanding on either side of the heart. Just experiencing the chest and the muscles on the chest wall, on the breasts, and in the entirety of the front of the body. And when ready, moving attention away from the torso to the hands. And we'll do both hands together, bringing attention to the fingertips, becoming aware of the sensations now in the tips of the fingers and the thumbs. And again, without wiggling them, feeling any pulsations from the blood flow, dampness or dryness, warmth or coolness, the inside of the fingers, the back of the fingers, the thumb, the little finger, the middle fingers. Noticing what, if any, sensations are occurring there right now. And bringing the attention away from the fingers to the hands, to the back of the hands and the palms of the hands, and to the wrists. And maybe picking up any pulsations from the arteries, feeling the blood flow to and from the hands. And expanding awareness to include the forearms and the elbows, the top of the forearms, the inside, and noticing left and right. Do they both feel the same? Are the sensations exactly the same in each arm, or are there some differences? In the intensity of sensations, where the blank regions are, what is easy to feel, what's more difficult to feel. And again, there's no right way to feel here, simply noticing the sensations in both of the lower arms and elbows. Feeling all sensations, regardless of discomfort or any problems. Experiencing the body as it is, right now, and in particular the lower arms and the elbows. And again, the mind will wander off, and you may be preoccupied by thoughts or worries. And noticing that your attention has wandered. And on realizing that, just gently bring the attention back at this moment to the lower arms and moving to the upper arms. The right and left upper arms, the armpits, and the shoulders. And the shoulders are another great reservoir of tension and stress for many people. Tension accumulates in the shoulders and in the upper back and often causes some pain. During the day, the stress that occurs often winds up creating this tension in the shoulders and in the neck. And so right now, experiencing the shoulders as they are. Any sensations of stress, tightness, heaviness, or maybe lightness, relaxation, ease. And without judging any of these sensations, simply noticing them. What are you experiencing right now in your shoulders, in the left shoulder and the right shoulder, in the front and in the back? And if any tension is occurring, simply noticing it without judging it. Accepting that right now you're experiencing tension in the shoulders. And moving now to that other great reservoir of tension, the neck. The front of the neck, the back of the neck, and the sides of the neck, the left and the right. What's happening in your neck right now? Becoming aware of sensations, or perhaps no sensations. Whatever thoughts are coming up, letting them be. Whatever distractions that are occurring from sounds or noises outside or from inside, letting them be and bringing the attention back to what's happening in the neck. To the neck where it meets the spine, to the throat and to the shoulders again. Perhaps feeling the experience of swallowing. Or maybe feeling the air as it comes in through the neck region, moving from the head to the chest and back up again. And now becoming aware of the face, another region that often stores accumulated tension over the course of the day, and focusing first on the chin and the jaw. The jaw is another area in which people often feel tension. Noticing what's occurring with you right now in the jaw area. Any sensations right up in the hinge region of the jaw? Or perhaps no sensations there? And becoming aware of the lips and the mouth and the gums, the tongue and the roof of the mouth, and the back of the mouth and the throat. Noticing any sensations and noticing where there is no sensation. And becoming aware of the nose and feeling the breath as it moves in and out through the nostrils, up through the nasal passages. And becoming aware of the eyes and the eyebrows and the space between the eyebrows and the entire region around the eyes and the eyelids. And very often people carry tension and stress here. And becoming aware if any tension exists there for you, in the eyes and in the temples beside the eyes. Noticing that tension, allowing it to be, and feeling the sensations around the eyes and in the sides of the head. And becoming aware of the ears, left and right. And moving attention now to the forehead, another region that stores emotion and stress. So noticing any emotions that are associated with the forehead and with tension in the muscles of the forehead, and becoming aware of that if it exists in you right now. And now encompassing the entirety of the face, including the forehead, and feeling any areas of sensation and areas of no sensation. Just letting it all be. Letting it be still. And as best you can, letting it be neutral. And becoming aware of the head, the top of the head, the back of the head, perhaps where it's touching the floor or the bed,
the sides of the head, the entire region of the cranium, and the upper regions of the skull. The scalp,
the top and the sides,
becoming aware of the whole face and the whole head. And for some people, the head stores tension that manifests as migraines or headaches, but often begins as tension. So noticing what's happening in your head right now. Without judging it, without trying to change it. And now shifting attention to your body as a whole, to the totality, from the head to the toes, and allowing yourself to experience the whole body as it is right at this moment. Simply aware of the flow of breath and of energy. Experiencing the entire body without focusing on any one particular region. Bringing the whole body into the field of awareness. From the top of the head to the bottom of the feet. Lying here. And when ready, maybe wiggling the toes and the feet, the hands and the fingers, and allowing this centeredness and this awareness to continue. And letting it be a source of constant strength and energy. Providing a deep personal reservoir of balance and well-being from which to make conscious decisions and choices about how to live a more integrated, healthy, and satisfying life.